Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue under the grasp of a deep and dark cold air mass that will be prevailing across the region for an extended period of time. We'll actually see temporary warming and cooling periods over this next full week to 10 days, but the bottom line average is for temperatures to be below normal across a big part of the region. Now, the temperatures extremes will probably be greatest as we get into tomorrow morning. We'll probably see some temperatures in the upper parts of the Midwest dropping back into readings as cold as the negative 20s and negative teens in the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota. Lows in the single digits and negative single digits, as well as a few teens, will occur in the remainder of the western Corn Belt, while eastern areas will see low temperatures tomorrow morning, mostly in the teens, with a handful of upper single-digit readings in portions of northern Illinois. The odds are fairly good that we'll continue to see cold air around all the way through the first part of next week, and probably on Thursday morning we'll see negative single digits and positive single-digit readings occurring as far south as Illinois and Missouri, and areas northward all the way to the Canada border in portions of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Temperatures may be a little less intensively cold for Friday morning, but another round of cooler air will be pushing southward into the northern plains as we get into a Sunday, and that will eventually push on into a part of the northern Midwest as we move into the early part of next week. Each one of these surges of cold will bring an opportunity for a little bit of precipitation into the Midwest, but most of the precipitation is not likely to be more than a dusting to an inch of snow with each of these waves of cold air. There is one primary exception, actually two, I guess, but one is going to be today and early this evening in the easternmost parts of the Midwest, portions of Ohio and Kentucky into West Virginia and Pennsylvania. These areas might pick up a little bit more meaningful snowfall as a disturbance moves off towards the upper Atlantic coastal region. But the main storm system that will have an influence on the eastern Midwest will probably evolve as we get from Friday evening all the way into Sunday. This system will form in the Delta and work its way east-northeastward through the remainder of the country as we move through that period of time. And there's likely to be enough precipitation occurring that we'll see a significant snow accumulating event from portions of Illinois into northern Ohio and parts of southern sections of Michigan. These areas will probably pick up on 2 to 6 inch accumulations of snow with a fair amount of freezing rain and rain occurring to the south of this region. Most of the precipitation of significance in the form of rain will be south of the Ohio River. We'll likely see this occurring from the Tennessee River Basin into the Middle Atlantic region. The storm system, as it moves further up the coast, is likely to become a little mini nor'easter, and we'll likely see a significant amount of rain and freezing rain occurring across the majority of New England, and we'll likely see heavy snow occurring from Pennsylvania into a portion of Quebec. After this storm system passes, the remainder of the precipitation potentials across the Midwest will likely be just light snowfall across the Great Lakes region, and much of that will occur as we finish out the weekend and move into Monday. The majority of the weather after that will be relatively tranquil for a little while, but another disturbance bringing in a little bit of light snowfall will be possible during the early to middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.